It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. Wow, the front has come through. We've dropped 10 degrees. It's now 39 degrees in Effingham. We started the day at 49 degrees, wind chill of 30. So if you're headed out, make sure you grab the jacket. It isn't expected to get any better temperature-wise over the course of the day, and rain showers are expected to turn into snow showers, so a very interesting situation weather-wise, and very windy, wind gusts over 40 miles an hour. So keep that in mind as you're heading into your day or if you're getting home after third shift, and we'll keep you up to date. Double-check that forecast at the close of our look at news. By the way, a half an inch of rain as of 6 this morning here at the studios. In the news, a Dietrich resident faces 11 criminal charges, including 5 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, and has been ordered held until trial. 48-year-old Martin L. Butler also faces 2 counts of criminal sexual assault, as well as counts of child pornography, indecent solicitation of a child, grooming, and stalking. 8 criminal counts were filed in Effingham County Circuit Court on Friday. 3 more charges were filed Tuesday. Judge Alan Lowley Tuesday said that Butler should remain in custody since he, quote, presents a danger to a specific person based on the amount of time he abused the alleged victim. Authorities allege Butler placed a tracking device on the alleged victim's car. Butler's due in court for a preliminary hearing on March 20th. Authorities say that a local man involved in a crash in Effingham County on Friday afternoon died, but the crash did not cause the death. This is a follow-up to what we had told you about earlier this week. Illinois State Police report the crash occurred at 2:14 p.m. on Moccasin Road, east of Cardinal Lane. A truck driven by 75-year-old Howard Renfro of Effingham was traveling west when the truck left the road to the right and struck a ditch and culvert. Renfro was pronounced dead at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana at 6:47 Friday night. State police say the driver was taken to a regional hospital with what were termed life-threatening injuries. However, Champaign County Coroner Lori Brower said yesterday, preliminary information indicates Renfro likely suffered a medical event prior to the crash and did not die from injuries sustained in the crash. The death is being investigated by the Effingham County Sheriff's Office and the Champaign County Coroner's Office. Local entrepreneur Mark Mayhood last night asked the Effingham City Council to look for ways to develop residential property in the city. Mayhood said other county communities such as Altamont, Dietrich, and Totopolis are successfully working for more homes in their towns, so why hasn't Effingham been able to do the same? He said, why can't we get a group together to address this? Mayhood has spoken at a couple of other recent council meetings. He asked about the guideline that lets citizens voice their opinions on issues at council meetings, but that ends when the council begins its discussions. He asked whether it could be changed so citizens can join in at least briefly when the council discusses the very things brought forth by the citizen. During discussion, council members heard the latest on a tree preservation policy for Effingham that is part of a requirement to receive grant funds for work on trees in the city. Director of Public Works Jeremy Harmon said Effingham needs a policy to guide regulation of trees on city rights-of-way. The council heard from Tourism Director Jody Taley on purchase of additional Christmas lights. Taley said some decorations will be refurbished and some in the Toyland area will not be back. She said that if new decorations are purchased by month's end, the city will save $20,000, which is the amount that was generated by donations from those who toured Wonderland in lights. A reminder was shared the next in the series of meetings regarding Effingham's 2050 Comprehensive Plan will take place this Thursday evening, tomorrow evening at 5:30 at City Hall, and will concern the future land use map. Another meeting is set for Monday morning, the 10th at 8:30 at City Hall to address utilities. All of those meetings are open to the public. There was also discussion on the next 600-foot easterly extension of Ford Avenue And Fire Chief Brant Yoakum shared that grant funds were obtained for flashlights for firefighters and for their helmets for times of poor visibility. The council approved several subdivision plats. One's the 7th addition to Prairie Ace Estates, northwest of town, where three lots are being subdivided into two larger lots. Another is for GKTW Subdivision, where five lots on the end of Lynn Drive will be subdivided into two lots. Another is for the 7th addition to American Way Industrial Park at Pike and Rainey in the City Business Park for a three-acre subdivision. And still another for two lots to be known as Crawford Street Subdivision, north of Bliss Park. That'll be for a single-family attached home, in other words, separately owned houses, but they're attached. So that was why they needed to rezone that, resubdivide that. Council members amended the interior boundaries of a central TIF district to allow construction of an apartment building along 3rd Street and approved a four-way stop intersection at East Market Avenue and North 2nd Street next to Eastside School. Neither Mayor Mike Schutzbach nor Commissioner Hank Stevens were present for Tuesday's meeting. Commissioner Larry Meisenheimer presided over last night's meeting. It's Lutheran Schools Week and activities going on today at both Altamont Lutheran Interparish School, where it's Class Color Day, and Trinity Lutheran School in Stewartson, where it is Zoom Meeting Day and Read with a Buddy Day. Activities going on all this week at those local Lutheran schools. The Totopolis Village Board meets tonight, meeting time 7 o'clock at Totopolis Village Hall. They will be discussing the latest on safe routes to school work in the village, and they'll also be discussing whether or not they want to amend a particular matter of the village code regarding accessory uses and structures. Again, that's for discussion tonight. Additionally, the Effingham County Airport Commission meets this morning, meeting time 9 o'clock, and then also the County Board's 708 Board will meet at 1 o'clock today. Both of those meetings will take place at the Effingham County Office Building. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
It's winter clearance time, and that means big sales throughout W.S. Broom's 40,000 square foot furniture showroom. Recliners are priced from $399, sofas from $599, and reclining sofas from only $899. Save on bedroom, dining room, and family room furniture. Save on closeouts, one-time buys, and manufacturer specials. Buy more and save more during Broom's winter clearance sale. W.S. Broom Furniture, a family tradition since 1885 in downtown Effingham.
The CP4 high-pressure fuel pump and big-name diesel pickups has earned a reputation for failing without warning, creating sudden power loss, and destroying the expensive high-pressure fuel system. Truck owners will have fuel system repairs that can easily exceed $10,000. Not to mention downtime and dealing with an unknown repair shop in an unknown location. At Scheid Diesel, they found that replacing the CP4 with a durable alternative with OE fit and function is game-changing. Call Scheid Diesel to schedule your appointment today for your CP4 conversion, 217-536-5200.
You're close to retirement, but have some questions. Have I saved enough? How much can I withdraw each year from my portfolio? What can I do to keep up with current inflation? Am I taking too much risk? Hello, my name is Adam Steppe, a local financial advisor with Smith Moore. I'm here to help answer those questions while offering professional guidance and advice. The team at Smith Moore is here to take these financial fears off your back. Give me a call at 217-347-5225 or come by my office at 401 South Banker Street in Effingham to start your financial game plan. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Look at deaths on this Wednesday. Billy S. England, 80, of Flora, died this past Wednesday, February 26th. Funeral services for Billy England will be this Sunday at 3 p.m. That'll be at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation will be from 1 to 3 on Sunday. Marion Roan, 73, of Effingham, formerly of Centralia, died this past Thursday, the 27th. Funeral arrangements for Marianne Roan are pending at Sutherland Garnier Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Centralia, and survivors include her son Jason Roan of Effingham. And again, arrangements at this time are pending. Albert J. Sowers, 84, of rural Jewett, died early on Tuesday morning. A visitation for Albert Sowers is planned this Friday evening from 4 to 7 at the Jewett Community Church, and then funeral services for Albert Sowers will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning, also at Jewett Community Church. And there will also be an hour's visitation Saturday morning, just ahead of the service, from 9 to 10. And Barclay Funeral Chapel, by the way, is assisting. Carl L. or Sonny Biggs, 84, of Glen Carbon, formerly of Brownstown, died Sunday afternoon. Funeral services for Carl or Sonny Biggs will be this Friday evening at 7 o'clock at Gieseking Funeral Home in Brownstown. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 on Friday evening. There will also be a graveside service Saturday morning at the cemetery in Glen Carbon. And again, for Carl or Sonny Biggs. Edward Leroy Spain, 88, of St. Elmo, died on Saturday evening. There will be no services at this time for Edward Leroy Spain. Pagel Funeral Home St. Elmo is assisting. Nancy J. Hewing, 81, of Totopolis, died on Monday. Funeral services for Nancy Hewing will be this Saturday morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Nancy will be from 4 to 7 Friday evening at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham, but that'll be preceded by a CCW Rosary at 3:45 Friday. Funeral services for 71-year-old Jeannie Keifling of Lakewood will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock at First Christian Church of Cowden. Visitation for Jeannie Keifling from 5 to 8 Thursday evening at the church. Funeral services for Macy Kentner, 25, of Oblong, will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at First Christian Church in Oblong. Visitation for Macy Kentner will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday at the church. Funeral services for 78-year-old Joyce Peterson of Louisville will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Call there from 5 to 7 tonight and from 10 to 11 a.m. Thursday for Joyce Peterson. Funeral services for Susan Hayton, 79, of Neoga, will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Swangle Odell Funeral Home in Neoga. Visitation for Susan Hayton from 10 to 11 on Friday morning. Here's a look at our forecast. And again, a big drop in temperature since we joined you this morning. Rain showers before 4 p.m. today, then a chance of rain and snow showers. The precip chance is 80%. Temps are going to fall to 37 degrees by about 4 p.m. We might beat that the way it's dropping already. Winds from the south-southwest at 15 to 20. They're going to shift to the west-northwest from 20 to 25, but could gust over 40 miles an hour. Tonight, then, a 30% chance of snow showers mainly before 9 p.m., cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing, low tonight of 26. Winds from the west-northwest at 20 to 25 miles an hour, they're going to back off a little after midnight, but we again still could see gusts in the evening hours over 40 miles an hour. And then sunny on Thursday, a high of 44, but wind still at 30 miles an hour, and then maybe more precip on Friday. So busy time weather-wise. Right now we're at a new morning low of 39. That's off yesterday's high of 64. Wind chill of 30. And we at about 6 o'clock had a half an inch of rain in the gauge. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sepp.